In 2017, Pablo Signore faced a slackline 1,500 feet above a Chinese river gorge. Barefoot, he stepped out onto the shiny, 2-inch wide line and began the world's longest highline walk. And he did all of this while blindfolded. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. In 2013, Pablo Signore is a typical French 14-year-old hanging around at the park when he sees something that changes his life. Two dudes messing around on a slackline. A slackline is a 2-inch wide flat nylon rope stretched between two trees, usually just 2 to 3 feet above the ground. The point is to walk across it without falling, which is not easy. It's like a tightrope, but bouncier. It's a tightrope for people who think that walking across a tightrope is too easy. Pablo masters slacklining, finding the amount of focus needed to stay balanced helps him work out his anger and improve his self-control. Before long, he's built up immense core, thigh, and arm strength. As a master of the slackline and a teenage boy, Pablo naturally wants to get more extreme. So he starts highlining. Highlining is just like slacklining, only really, really high up in the air. Think hundreds of feet in the air. It's for slackers who need to, you know, continually risk death to get their blood moving. Highlining requires an incredible amount of mental focus, which Pablo quickly masters. Otherwise, he wouldn't still be here. In 2016, he completes the longest ever highline walk. By the end, his arms, continually outstretched to maintain balance, are so tired he can't lift them. But he has a world record, so worth it. Of course, Pablo wants to level up again by highlining blindfolded. On December 16, 2017, 18-year-old Pablo competes in an international highline challenge in Yunnan, China. He makes it into the finals, meaning he'll be one of just three people competing for the blindfolded highlining world record. While most slackers accept that falling comes with the territory, this is an official world record moderated by Guinness, which means it only counts if they don't fall. Probably a good call, since the highline is literally strung between two mountains, 1,500 feet above a Chinese river gorge. Now, the slackers will be wearing safety harnesses as they walk the quarter-mile route through the air, but it still requires an insane amount of courage to trust that harness. For Pablo, the blindfold is actually an advantage. He says for long highline feats, he needs to get into the right mental flow. And with a blindfold, quote, holy crap, you get to that flow real fast. He does not get off to a smooth start. He steps forward, foot over foot, a bit shaky, a bit bouncy, trying to find the flow. The slack line stretches hundreds of feet ahead, and all Pablo can hope is that the wind doesn't pick up. After a few minutes, Pablo does get into the flow, smoothly moving his bare feet through the air. As he reaches 10 minutes on the slack line, then 15, then 20, he now faces exhaustion. Pablo tries to push past it, surpassing what feels like his upper limit and forcing himself to stay steady. After over 1,300 feet, Pablo now approaches the last few steps. He makes to the edge, above the cliff, and removes his blindfold. He's highlined 1,387 feet in 25 minutes and 6 seconds. Now he has to wait and see if his competitors can beat his time. Each slowly crosses the slack line. One falls, and then the second guy looks like he's gonna crush Pablo's time, and then blow dart, plot twist. Pablo gets him. The old little known blow dart loophole. Kidding, of course. No one beats Pablo's time, and he doesn't have to blow dart anyone. This makes Pablo the official world record holder for the longest blindfolded highline walk. Up next for Pablo Signore, base jumping. He's gone from walking across cliffs to backflipping off of them. No safety harness for this sport. Good luck, Pablo. Stay focused. Find that flow. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found coverage by Guinness World Records and Pablo's interview with Ryan Jinks of Slackline.com incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. More incredibleness on Monday. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.